Most of the world's refugees have incontrovertible reasons for wanting to resettle, but the countries where they want to go don't always want to take them. The top immigration official for the European Union is proposing that Europe, at least, open its doors to more refugees. For one thing, the plan would correct the imbalance between states that already take in refugees and those that don't. For another, resettling more refugees might reduce illegal immigration. We get details from the world's Jerry Haddon.
Last year, about 120,000 refugees applied for resettlement, according to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. The United States took in more than half of them. Europe, by contrast, took in only about 7%. Today, in Brussels, EU Commissioner Jacques Barrot said Europe must carry more of the burden if it wants to be a beacon for human rights.
Il faut vraiment que l'Europe soit un modèle.
He said Europe must really become a model of firmness when it comes to irregular immigration, but also a humane model when it comes to people persecuted and forced to leave their countries. Europe's pledge to resettle more refugees comes as welcome news by those who work with displaced people. Gilles Van Mortel is with the UN's High Commissioner for Refugees.
It's true that only for the moment 10 out of 27 EU member states have resettlement programs. UNHCR has long advocated for more resettlement, and indeed figures show that there will be more and more refugees to be resettled in the future.
The war in Iraq alone has produced some 2 million refugees. As wars and natural disasters cause refugee numbers to swell, Europe is worried about an increase in illegal immigration. Barrot said the asylum resettlement project would reduce illegal entries. He said real asylum seekers cannot possibly return home, so currently they're obliged to use traffickers to get into Europe and then apply for asylum. Working with the UNHCR, we want to better organize the procedure before they enter Europe. But Barrot really is talking about a fraction of the world's refugees, those who are seeking or have political asylum and hope to move to a third country. Immigration expert Behzad Yagmayan says Barrot's plan is not nearly ambitious enough. He cites Africa as an example.
In the past few years, there have been more political strife in Africa. There have been more wars in Africa, and there have been more poverty and political and economic crisis in Africa. So the attempt by the European Union to accept only a fraction of one of these categories, a larger number of one of these categories, would not be able to put any dent on this whole large phenomena of migration today.
What's needed are jobs, legitimate jobs in Europe for non-Europeans. And there are plenty of them, says Gemini Pandya of the Geneva-based International Organization for Migration.
The need has never really gone away. You look at certain sectors like the care industry, for example, medicine, health, also farm workers, that the jobs still need to be done. There aren't enough workers in the host population willing or available to do these kinds of jobs.
And so it makes some economic sense for the 27 members of the EU to follow Barrot's recommendation and take in more refugees. But each country will decide for itself, and getting voters to support taking in more immigrants, refugees or otherwise, could be a hard sell. Unemployment in the EU is nearly 10%, and though there are indications that the economic crisis may be ending, economists say it will take longer for employment levels to increase. And that's left some Europeans less than eager to welcome immigrants seen as competitors for jobs. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.